From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Canada welcomes its first Syrian refugees. The Canadian military plane carrying 163 Syrians arrived late Thursday in Toronto. The refugees were greeted upon their arrival by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Tonight they step off the plane as refugees, but they walk out of this terminal as permanent residents of Canada with social insurance numbers, with health cards, and with an opportunity to become full Canadians. Now, this is something that we are able to do in this country because we define a Canadian not by a skin color or a language or a religion or a background, but by a shared set of values, aspirations, hopes, and dreams that not just Canadians, but people around the world share.
Canada is set to welcome 25,000 refugees by the end of February. More than 100 representatives wrapped up in a meeting in Riyadh on Thursday with a plan for holding talks with the government of President Bashar al-Assad. The group still needs to pick its representatives for a negotiating team. In related news, diplomats from the U.S., Russia, and the United Nations plan to meet Friday in Geneva to discuss ways to advance the peace process in Syria. The Pentagon says recent U.S.-led coalition airstrikes in Syria and Iraq have killed three senior Islamic State leaders, including the extremist group's financial chief. Coalition spokesman Steve Warren said Thursday Abu Salah was responsible for coordinating the group's extortion activities. Colonel Warren called Salah one of Islamic State's most experienced leaders and said his death will disrupt his financing. This is VOA News. One of the top fugitive suspects in the 1994 Rwandan genocide has been arrested in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The United Nations says that Ladislas Ntaganzwa, a former mayor accused of orchestrating the deaths of some 20,000 ethnic Tutsis, was arrested in Congo on Wednesday. The UN-backed tribunal for Rwanda has charged Ntaganzwa with 2 counts of genocide and 3 counts of crimes against humanity. An association of doctors in Nigeria says the government must do more to improve access and affordability of health care in Africa's most populous country. Chris Stein reports from Lagos for VOA.
Nigerian Medical Association President Kayode Obembe says Nigeria's doctors are overstretched. He estimates there is one doctor for every 6,000 patients in Nigeria, a ratio far and above World Health Organization recommendations. And many of Nigeria's medical school graduates go overseas, he says. Those that stay in the country tend to live in cities, not in the rural areas where they are also needed.
We still need to put more efforts so that we can get more doctors, and not just getting more doctors, to ensure that they are evenly distributed to take care of every part of the community.
Samuel Olumakan is a doctor in the northern city of Kaduna who teaches at a local medical school. He says doctors in Nigeria are poorly paid and hospitals lack proper equipment. Chris Stein for VOA News, Lagos.
At a meeting held last week, the Nigerian Medical Association called for the government to levy a tax on cigarettes, alcohol, and cell phone credits, hoping the money would pay for a national health insurance plan. Israel says it has successfully tested a ballistic missile shield for protection from long-range weapons held by Hezbollah, Iran, and Syria. Zlatika Hoke reports Israel's military success comes at a time of escalating tensions in the region.
Israel was the target of rocket attacks from Gaza last year, many of them intercepted by an air defense system designed to deter short-range rockets and artillery shells. After Israel's deadly offensive that killed more than 2,000 people, Palestinians from both Gaza and the West Bank have resorted to sporadic shooting, stabbing, and car ramming attacks on Israelis. On Thursday, a car rammed into a group of Israelis in the West Bank, leaving 4 people wounded, one of them seriously. Muslims and Christians demonstrated in Ramallah to demand peace for the upcoming holidays.
The country where the Christ was born, this is the land of peace. So hopefully peace will come to this area and we could celebrate like any others and bring the happiness to our kids.
Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.